Man, this doesn't look good.
Tell me about it. These slabs are big enough to crush even a war wag if they hit square on.
Ryan kept the file moving, watching the edges of the cliffs above them for signs of movement. There was none. He half expected to find the remaining three war wags buried, if not crushed, under thousands of tons of fallen rock around the next bend. Instead, they were parked in a line in the middle of the road.
I'm checking out War Wag 1. Have the others check out the rest.
Will do.
Hun, you're with me. Keep your shotgun close.
Ryan entered the hallway of War Wag 1, with the Blackhawk leading the way. Hun moved in behind him. A bow to stern check of the wag turned up no signs of life. No signs of death, either.
Damn it. Looks like nobody's home.
Ryan! Ryan! In here! Ryan! We're all in here!
Sam?
Yes!
You're locked in.
Yeah, we kind of figured that out, Ryan.
Step back, guys.
We'd love to, but it's a little tight in here.
Well then, cover your eyes.
When Ryan opened the locker, he was relieved to see Trader, JB, and Sam smiling at him.
We didn't hear any blaster shots. You didn't have to fight your way up here?
We crossed paths with Zeal on the plane. He had one of our war wags, and he was heading for Virtue Lake. Other than that, there's no sign of anybody outside.
That's impossible. There had to be 20, maybe 25 crew with Zeal and Shabazz.
Trader pushed past Ryan and jumped down from the MCP's doorway. Outside, Poet and the others had just freed the hostage drivers and crew from the lockers in the two small war wags. It looked like they hadn't lost any more people. Trader walked up to the row of rocks and stared at the cliff face. There was no place for the pirates and Sekhmet to have gone. The road dead-ended. Cliff walls rose on three sides to heights of hundreds of feet. As Ryan came up alongside him, he noticed there was a chill to the air, despite the bright sunshine. And though no blood was in evidence anywhere that Ryan could see, there was the coppery smell of blood, and it hung heavy. Slaughterhouse kind of heavy. Looking at that open space, smelling that smell, Ryan got a strange feeling. Strange to him, anyway. It was fear.
Trader, what do you want to do?
I got a score to settle with Baron Zeal. Bastard stole my wags, took my cargo, tried to poison me, and he chilled some of my crew. Chilled them real ugly. Can't let him get away with that. There's too many others out there in the world who take it as a sign of weakness. Folks start thinking we're easy pickings. We'll be fighting every mile of our circuit from now until the next skydark.
Yeah.
Let's get the small wags turned. Drive them down the pass. Gorge is so narrow, we're gonna have to back the MCP all the way to the bottom. Come on, Ryan. Give me a hand getting rid of these chains. They're starting to piss me off.
With the MCP in the lead, the convoy headed back down the road toward Virtue Lake. Ryan and Trader sat in the jump seats along the back wall of the driver's compartment. The front hatches were wide open, and the air rushing in over them felt good, as did the familiar bass rumble of War Wag 1's wheels on the road. When Ryan looked over at his boss, sitting close as they were, he saw crow's feet at the corners of Trader's eyes. He hadn't noticed them before.
You and Poet didn't chill each other, I'm glad to see.
It was close, Trader. Real close.
You two, come to terms?
Maybe. Time will tell. How are we gonna handle Zeal?
He saw you when you saw him?
Yep. Couldn't miss us. Passed within a few feet.
Well, I'd say he's gotta figure we're coming back for him. First thing, he's gonna consolidate his forces around his most prized possession, the refinery. He's probably there right now, trying to figure out a way to keep us from getting to it.
Ryan reached in his pants pocket.
This detonator will set off a neat little charge of high X. We left it just outside the refinery on our way to collect you. It's the eye-opener.
You've got two in your hand. What's the other one?
We mined the whole damned plant with C4. We use JB's motion-sensing detonators.
I like that. I like that a lot. Give them here.
Ryan passed Trader the detonators.
So, if I push this one, like this...
Just woke him up.
And that means Zeal knows that his precious refinery has been penetrated and mined. So then... All I have to do to arm the motion-sensing C4 charges is to push this little button on the second detonator.
Yep.
Well then, let's let her rip.
The moment Baron Zeal had seen the one-eyed man behind the wheel of one of his sec wags headed in the direction of Spearpoint, his plan to pull back to the safety of his stockade went out the window. The whole hunker down scheme depended on Trader staying right where he was, on Trader's wag staying where they were, and on the rest of Trader's crew still being safely tucked away in the Virtue Lake jail. The one-eyed man would certainly find the pass and rescue his crewmates. Trader and the others locked up inside the wag's storage compartments wouldn't starve to death, as Zeal had hoped. Starvation was a particularly nasty way to go. He knew this from first-hand observations on his slaves. Once Trader was freed, he would turn his war wags against Virtue Lake. No doubt about it. Trader wasn't the kind of man to call bygones bygones. He was the kind of man who kicked his enemies where it hurt them most. And in the case of Zeal, that meant the refinery. The thought of losing his cash cow made the Baron go soft in the knees. It was his stranglehold on Deathlands. Without it, he would go back to being just another road pirate, fighting over the scraps that the larger predators dropped or discarded. As he slowed to approach the gate to the Ville, he saw the long row of bodies laid out by the side of the road. They weren't covered, and as he pulled up, he recognized some of them as his sec men. The survivors of his crew stood along the edge of the road.
Hey! Get some blasters behind the barricades to defend the gate! The rest of you, get in your wags and follow me!
As his destination became obvious, Vernal, who sat in the co-pilot's chair, started to sweat.
It's gonna be tough to keep Trader from hammering the refinery. He's got heat rockets on that big wag of his, and he doesn't have to be within a mile of the Ville to use them.
I took a peek at the pods after we stopped at the end of the road, and they all looked mighty goddamn empty to me. We didn't find any more rockets stashed in the MCP, so I'd say the rest of his supply is safely tucked away in my warehouse with the crates we took from his transports. Either that, or he doesn't have any more rockets. Everybody! We need all the steel plate you can put your hands on! Hey, you lot! Take every worker out of the plant and start foraging for armor!
Baron Zeal, we got a shift change coming up in about a half an hour.
Forget the fucking shift change! Nobody goes home! And anybody who shows up for the shift change, put them to work too! The rest of you, up to the stockade with transports and move all the stored weapons and ammunition down here! We're gonna make our stand at the refinery.
What's going on?
Trader and his war wags are on the way. If we aren't done before they arrive at the gate, we're all gonna be dead meat. That's what's going on!
Oh, shit! You heard the Baron! Get moving, you slags!
In roughly 20 minutes, Zeal's crews had everything he had requested gathered up and moved into the plant. At his direction, armor plate baffles 3 feet high were put up behind the closed hangar doors. Gun ports were then cut into the thinner steel of the doors. The sec men covered the refinery's windows with anything they could find. Plywood scrap, corrugated sheet metal, as there wasn't enough heavy plate to do the job there. The effort on everyone's part was frantic. Given the circumstances, the Baron was even ready to sacrifice his favorite toy. He stood in front of the stainless steel torture tank while his workers fired up their cutting torches.
Hate to see it go, I'll bet.
Yeah, happy memories. Good times, good times.
What the hell was that?
A bomb! A bomb just went off in the side yard!
What? Come here! You mean some of Trader's crew have been on the plant grounds? You let them on the grounds?
The sec man looked desperate. No answer he could give was safe.
They were in here then. You gotta figure on that.
Over the guard's shoulder, Zeal saw a red light wink on, and the beam it gave off drew a fine line through the air, cutting across the aisle. It was coming from underneath one of the crude oil storage tanks.
Oh, it can't be.
Zeal pushed the sec man away from him and dropped to his knees. What he saw stuck to the underside of the tank made his heart jump into his throat. A small parcel, a gray oblong, capped with a black plastic box. He recognized the box for what it was at once.
Nobody move! Everybody freeze!
Vernal started to take a step toward him, then stopped in his tracks when he saw the laser light.
Pass the word! Nobody move!
Stop moving!
Everybody freeze!
The Baron anticipated imminent death. He fully expected someone to disobey or not hear the command he'd given. So he was profoundly relieved when the plant didn't immediately explode all around him.
We're fucked!
Sweat was popping out on top of Vernal's shaved head and dripping down the sides of his face.
We'll figure a way out. There's got to be a way to disarm the explosives if we can just locate them all.
There isn't time!
What are you talking about? They're motion sensors, not time detonators.
Oh, shit.
What?
The whistle.
The whistle?
The whistle.
The earth-shattering, earth-shaking, shift-change whistle. The Baron looked frantically for somewhere to hide. There had to be somewhere to hide. He scanned the floor ahead and saw no telltale laser beam across it. Without a word of warning to Vernal, he sprinted full out for the only cover available. He dived into the heavy steel torture tank. Trader and Ryan saw the explosion from 5 miles away, the ball of flame streaking straight up, then the shock blast stretching sideways like a dinner plate.
Whoa!
Hang on!
All of the wags came safely to a stop, and once the winds and dust storm abated, their crews piled out to watch the show. An enormous column of black smoke rose from the plane. At its mile-wide base, orange fires danced and swayed. Based on how far away they still were from the Ville, the flames had to be hundreds of feet high.
Dark night! How much of my C4 did you use?
A hair too much, I guess.
Looks like the whole goddamn refinery blew up. Man, look at that smoke. It's gotta be a mile high already.
Are we going on now?
Nah, we better wait here until some of the smoke clears off. Shit, there's still stuff exploding. Did you see that fuel drum just shoot up? Looked like a goddamn rocket.
They sat by the side of the road for better than an hour before Trader gave the go-ahead.